The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
New owner for your Rockets?
Paid a hefty price. Tillman Fertitta, I guess everyone seems excited about it. I'll wait it out and see.
You never know what an owner's
what kind of an owner he is.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Well, I tell you what, I like what he's done at UH, being in charge of the board over there, and I think those are all good signs that he'll be a good owner, but who knows? I also think the few of us who like hockey in the city, Tillman buying the Rockets and getting control of Toyota Center is a good thing.
This is from SECCountry.com. Kevin Sumlin says, Hubenek and Mond will play.
Why didn't he play? That might have cost you the game.
I don't know if there was something that Jake Hubenek was in trouble, but I can't see any other reason why he didn't come in and play. He's a senior. He's got some experience. They opted for a true freshman who clearly just shouldn't have been out there.
No.
How many times have we come on here and said, so-and-so quarterback transferring from Texas A&M?
At least three times.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you heard or didn't hear, but you can hear it on podcastarena.com. And a lot of people asking, are you going to go through the college lines? We did yesterday at 6 o'clock, also available.
It's already been done.
PodcastArena.com. But I will reiterate that I like UTSA plus 16.5 against Baylor.
It's hard to give up any points with Baylor right now, isn't it?
Yeah, after what they did this last weekend. Longhorn Dimitri wants to know how to avoid crazy women. I'm going to try it.
Good luck.
Is there any other kind?
I don't think Google can help you with that.
No. Well, let's squeeze in a couple calls. We've been let's try Mr. Irrigation.
Hello.
What's up,
hey,
Eric?
Fred. Thank you for taking my phone call. Sports.
Sports to you.
Wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about the Cowboys and the Giants. I think the Giants are getting 3.5 points right now in Dallas. And I don't know, to use a horse racing term, something I've been kind of thinking about the Cowboys is that they may be a team that's going to bounce this year, based on that outstanding performance they had last year. I'm just kind of looking for a bounce. But I'm leaning towards the Giants there this week, this weekend against the Cowboys. And just wondering how you feel about that 3.5 points. That half a point really is what I like the most, with the, field goal being maybe the difference in the game. That half a point for the Giants would certainly benefit them.
Yeah, we talked about that game a lot yesterday, and I think Fred and I both feel the same way. We're with you on the Giants. I see value there. I think the Giants are better this year. I think the Cowboys are a little worse this year. So
anything outside of three,
yep.
I like. So I think you're on the right track there. At least I hope you are, because that's the direction I would go. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Thank you for the call.
He hung up on us. Damn, sir. Oh, well. Tried to go to you. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And yeah, we also went through the NFL lines a little bit yesterday as well, just the early ones and kind of where we're looking. But I think there is some value this week, but it's also the first week, and we did talk about this a little bit. I always tend to go light early in the season, both college and NFL.
Yep.
Until you get
it's
a feel
long
for
season.
Things.
You don't have to throw all your bankroll on the table week one.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think people have missed being able to play.
Yep.
So a lot of times you jump in and you just say, I'm going to play 10, 12 games. And Really, the opposite is what you should be doing, is just pick your spots here and there. And I doubt I'll play more than 4-5 games this weekend at the most, and that includes CFL too, which I've been following pretty closely. I do have one fairly strong play for that this week too, but if I play more than 4 games, then I'll be surprised. But there's plenty to choose from. That's the beauty of this. You got college football now. You got the NFL. Pick your spots. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Michael wants to know how to print money. Yeah, there's and Lamont was asking about it. We're talking about investing.
Money.
Yeah, it's it was just a Google search. So how to make money is how people searched it. So I don't know whether they were like trying to figure out whether they should go into prostitution or whether they're investing or things like that. But that was basically it. Oh, did you see your University of Texas quarterback has a bruised shoulder?
Yeah, honestly, that's a there was a lot not to like about what Texas put out there. Quarterback wasn't really the biggest issue they had. He actually looked pretty decent. They may have something with Bouchel there, but they can't afford any injuries at this point.
Yeah, but he played through it. I mean, it happened during the game. He'll probably play this weekend. So
yeah.
And remember, I always kept saying I wish somebody else would pick up Akeem Hunt? Chiefs practice squad.
There you go.
So I'm guessing he probably told the – I'm sure the Texans tried to get him on their practice squad, and he probably told him to bleep off because he's tired of getting cut by this team.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. I mean, I really think that that guy should be on the roster. But they don't ask me. Hey, why do you not want a guy who's pretty much productive every time he's in? Why would you not want that guy?
Well, I want him. It's too late.
713 says UTSA plus 16.5 is too obvious. It opened at 18.5 public money on UTSA trap bet.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe I mean, so, but
depending on what you think of what you saw out of Baylor.
Yeah, and frankly, I'd almost money line UTSA after what I saw in Baylor. 936 says I'm surprised how to pass a drug test wasn't on that list.
That's a good one. That's kind of what I would have figured too.
Yeah. Yeah. How to cheat on your wife and not get caught?
You will get caught because then she'll just search your history. Yeah, and it'll true. You'll say, why were you Googling how to cheat on me and not get caught?
So that you would, well, you can't really get out of that one, can you?
No.
Let's squeeze in another call. Aaron, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yes, sir, guys. I was just calling to see what y'all recommended for websites or apps to bet on. Something legit you can put money into, not worry about the first time to actually get online and try to do that. So see if there's a website or an app that y'all could recommend.
I use MyBookie exclusively, and there is an app for them. And as a matter of fact, I made a CFL bet on the plane as we were getting on the plane last week from the app. That's how easy it is to use. So MyBookie.lv or .ag.
There you go.
So... 832 says, because Bill O'Brien doesn't know what he's doing. You don't have to work too hard to convince me of that, but this is a big year for Billy O. If this team goes 9-7 again, then, at some point, with the guys they have on defense, they have to do something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to at least have a 11-5 season, something like that. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And a couple other things. I guess Zeke Elliott's playing this week? Is that where we are
on this?
It's
starting to look that way. So, it means if he's suspended, I guess we don't know. I honestly don't know. I'll wait until someone smarter than me makes a public announcement.
Yeah.
But,
There's someone smarter than you?
There's a couple people. I don't like to talk about it.
I don't know if they are out making announcements. Like
I don't
that,
like
though.
To talk about it, but
okay.
But maybe.
Can I do some quick props for one of our local athletes, LPGA star Stacey Lewis? This is a big deal for, because I mean, LPGA women don't make a ton of money. donated her entire check from winning the Portland Classic.
Yeah, and announced that she was going to do it before the tournament.
And then went out and won the tournament.
Won.
Yeah, she's been living in Houston since she was 11. Her husband is the head women's golf coach at UH. And so props to her, man. $195,000.
So that is pretty awesome.
That's the kind of stuff that, you know, we talk about JJ and all these guys putting all this money up, but I mean, she basically said, "Hey, I'm going to donate all my winnings," and then went out and won the damn thing.
Well, here's the news from Mike Fisher. Mike Fisher of CBS Sports and 105.3 The Fan says that Ezekiel Elliott will be eligible to play in the Cowboys season opener, regardless of what NFL arbitrator Harold Henderson rules on the running back's appeal. Elliott's currently facing the 6-game suspension, obviously. He said that Judge Mazant asked the NFL if Zeke Elliott is on field for the Cowboys this week, even if Harold Henderson rules this week. And the answer was yes. So Ezekiel Elliott will play week one.
Okay. Well,
unless he's a coach's decision.
Right. Hey, John, when next time Glenn Davis walks by, ask him why the U.S. sucks at passing so badly.
Okay. I think he's taping interviews right now.
Oh, okay.
It's not a great time for him.
Mm. Sorry about that. I mean, I'm not, you know, he's the expert. I just wanted to get his take on it and why these guys suck so much. Still 1-0 Honduras.
Yep.
And we're in the 74th minute, so I think we can go ahead and put this in the L column.
You're going to give it up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen enough soccer.
Fred, did you learn nothing from Josh Rosen in UCLA?
Unless Kevin Sumlin is suddenly going to go coach the Honduras, I'm going to go ahead and project this as a loss.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about DraftKings. You've been waiting. I've been waiting. Football time is here, and I've set my lineup for week one. I'm ready for this because week one, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. I want $1 billion, so I threw my name in the ring. I'm trying for it. There's so many ways to play with DraftKings. You do a public contest. You could do a private contest against a group of your friends. I like to do the head-to-head contest. I like to say, here's my team. You put up your team. Let's see who's better. The best part is you draft a new team each week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. There's no reason not to try it. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. I'm not going to update the soccer anymore because U.S. isn't going to score. So we know it's over.
Up.
We know it's over. It's a sad day. I guess they shouldn't have fired that German after all. Team's not any better. So
hard times.
But you can tune into.
Well, who's going to be your team then in the World Cup? Canada?
No, they're not. No, they're not going to make it. They're not any good. I will adopt like probably Italy.
Okay. No reason?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going
to
adopt a country. I'm just going to watch and enjoy it.
Are you not going to go to your Arab roots?
No, because none of those teams are any good. I don't want to pick a team that can't win like the U.S.
Oh.
That's a thing.
I think I'll just cheer for Germany because they're usually pretty good.
Well, yeah, and you're...
I'm of descent.
You're of German descent.
I feel like that's the best move. Or maybe I'll cheer for Honduras. I don't know. Is Honduras any good?
Not really.
Welp.
They're beating the crap out of your Americans.
Welp. What if they tied? Would America still be in decent shape?
Yeah, but they're not going to tie. I have been watching every second of this game when we're not on air. So, like, I've seen about 5 minutes of it, and the U.S. sucks. I mean, they're not any good. They can't pass. They're not getting any decent opportunities. They got no shot here. So, you know, their set pieces have not been good the few times I've seen those. And that's all I know about sports, about soccer.
All right.
Do you see, speaking of Germany, do you see a guy set the world record for carrying 29 beer steins at one time?
No.
And they were all filled with beer.
It's a really good waiter.
Yeah. Oliver Strumpfel is a freak of nature. He was in Bavaria when he accomplished he successfully carried 29 steins, which is more than 152 pounds of beer in glass. He carried it for 40 meters before setting them down. He started with 31, did lose two of them.
Did he have one in his mouth?
It's hard to tell from the photo. He's just got, you just like see all these beers in front of his face. And I'm guessing he's using his mouth or his chin to kind of balance them a little bit. But he had one glass fall at the last minute and another lost more than 10% of its contents, which is against the rules.
So it didn't count.
Of the Maßkrugtagen, the art of beer stein carrying.
All right.
There's actually a name for it. It's Maßkrugtragen. The previous record he set himself in 2014, 25.
He's dominated that.
So, yeah, he smashed it. Smashed his own record. I didn't realize that's an actual thing. See how many beer steins you can carry?
I didn't either. I know I can't do that many, though.
No, I'd probably do five. Maybe.
Safely, I'd go four for me.
Yeah, well, two in each hand.
Yeah.
And then you could probably balance one in the middle. So I'd say five.
Yeah, maybe so.
But that's... I certainly couldn't do...
I feel like I'd spill 10% of that middle one, though.
Well, the U.S. just had a penalty kick and did not score. So, again...
Fred, don't give up hope yet.
Oh, I think,
oh, is goal! That a goal?
Goal!
Oh. No, 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 no!
Okay.
I hear us out there in the bullpen.
I told you, Fred, don't give up hope.
I told you they were going to come back. They were
you did
really
not.
Well.
You gave up an hour ago.
I did give up an hour ago.
So what's this mean? What if they tie? Are we?
Yeah, well, they're still not dead, but you know they're better off. Yep, that was a goal.
Yeah, you were just saying they didn't score on that penalty kick.
Well, they didn't. Well, they got the rebound. See, that's that.
Listen, man, the penalty kick that wasn't totally cleared yet.
Right.
It's the same play.
It's the same concept.
They extended the play.
It's just like in hockey when the power forward, you know, is trying to get around the defender in front of the net and get the rebound and get the garbage goal. So, and they still have like 10 minutes left to lose this, which would be a very...
It could happen.
Yeah. I kind of really want to talk to Glenn.
Well, I mean, bring him in here.
Yeah.
Let's get him in here now.
He's recording stuff, though.
Oh, he's doing stuff. Still recording? He's got to be watching that game.
Hmm. 713-780-ESPN. I'm not sure. Mike's asking me here is why I have an agreement if no one honors the agreement. If you're not with the commissioner to have the power, you should not. I assume that's about Zeke. I think the Players Association, the NFL, has got to do a better job. Hey,
come on in here, Glenn.
No, this serious soccer question stuff. Yeah, you can.
What do you mean? All right, what's up? That's a long way to look. Now, Glenn, it is now 1-1.
Right.
What's the implications here? Let's say it ends 1-1. What happens?
U.S. is in great shape. They got two final games, one against Panama, one at Trinidad and Tobago.
And those are crappy teams?
Yeah, and the other thing is they're denying Honduras 2 points here, which would have leapfrogged them. So you need to end up 1-3 to get an automatic ticket to the World Cup. Out of six teams, if you end up in fourth place, then you have to go play, I think it's the Asia, one of the teams in Asia, either Australia or maybe Syria. you know, as poor as they've played today, that's a magnificent monster goal for them because they haven't been very good.
Well, I haven't had a chance to watch the whole thing, but I've been kind of keeping an eye on it. I was just curious why the passing to me has just seemed to be awful. It's like they get across midfield and then they just pass. They try a crossing pass and it goes right to the other team.
Yeah, technically it's been a disaster. I've called some of these games in Central America, World Cup qualifiers for the United States, and they're usually just street fights. There's not a lot of soccer play. The U.S. I mean, the field is, and I'm not making excuses here, but this is more about grit and determination than it is about, a lot of times, the quality of soccer that's played. I mean, I was in Guatemala, and guys' heads were getting split open, and, I mean, the fans are in the crowd. It's kind of like MMA.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Crowd's in there like 3 hours before the game. You go in as a commentator with armed guards around you. I mean, it's just I guess the thing I would say here is this is the biggest athletic event of the year in Honduras when the United States come there, because this is your opportunity as a smaller country to slay the beast, right?
The United States is considered the beast?
Well,
it's soccer?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean soccer, but in this region, yeah, they're them in Mexico.
Everybody hates Americans anyway.
Yeah, probably. There's a little bit of that, too. Although we have 300,000 Hondurans in Houston, so we like them.
We like them, but the rest of the Hondurans.
The guy who scored the first goal, Kyoto, is a Dynamo player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to put us out of here, Fred.
He was.
I don't know how I feel about that. He's like he's here earning a living, but I feel like he's a traitor.
There's those ambiguous things that come with soccer.
I don't like that.
How's he playing for the Dynamo this year?
He started off great. Then he got injured, starting to come on again. But he's a very athletic, fast winger, just like Albert Elise, two guys who are also – Elise is also on Honduras as well. So
I only know Kubo Torres. That's the only Dynamo guy I know.
Kubo banged in a few goals the last time. Dynamo were playing Saturday, so they haven't played in 17 days.
So, all right, so this is a big point if they manage
this to is a on. Monster point because it'll take a heck of a lot of – the pressure would have been on, and quite frankly, Panama is one of the teams they play next, and that's a team that's dying to get to a World Cup. They got within inches of it the last time, which would have turned their nation upside down if they had qualified. So, you know, sometimes the TV doesn't really tell you the whole taste of everything when you're there. I mean, it's a national holiday in Honduras today for this game.
Are they going to be disappointed if it's a tie?
Honduras, absolutely. Yeah,
oh, because they're in rough shape if it's a tie.
That's a brutal blow they just got dealt.
Man.
If it ends 1-1, that's brutal.
That's not the kind of country where people will murder the soccer players for letting them down, right?
Guys do get murdered there, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
There have been guys that have been walked up to in broad daylight, ex-national team players for Honduras
that
have been killed.
Well.
So if you want real pressure, you play in Honduras, right? I mean,
we talk about
pressure in the United States. I mean, your personal safety sometimes is at risk.
Well, I feel bad about rooting for the United States. I should have been rooting for Honduras so those
guys
don't
die. You just got killed, Fred.
Jeez.
Potentially.
Well. We'll see.
Yeah, it's all part of it. I mean, it's challenging these environments, and it's not an excuse. But nobody's going to remember they didn't pass the ball well. They're going to remember that they got a point.
You got a big show planned tonight?
Big show tonight. We're going to do a little bit. I want you to stick around, hopefully, if you can, because I want to talk to you about a couple of things.
All right. The soccer audience demands it.
I've gotten a lot of shouts for Fred and AJ. More Fred and AJ on soccer matters.
Well, listen, I'm a man of the people.
I got Lawless coming on. We're going to talk about this game. I got Warren Barton from Fox coming on. But we're also going to do some honoring of kind of people that just went out and came together and helped each other during this flooding. So I'm hoping to take a bunch of phone calls tonight with people who have good stories about. I want to just stick to the positive here because I think that's been the whole shining light of this tragedy.
All right.
And by the way, my brother's getting ready for Hurricane 5 category.
Yeah, man. You're telling me that. Good luck to him. Yeah. That's a scary thing.
Oh, man.
We've been talking about that a little bit, and it looks like it's just going to go straight up Florida.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, we'll see if they can get this thing home now, but we appreciate you coming in and spending a couple
minutes. All right,
guys,
how's that for filler for a couple of minutes? Hey. Glenn Davis filler.
Well, listen,
Fred. Click your fingers.
Fred's been talking about this thing the whole damn show.
I know. They kept coming in. Fred wants to know why they can't pass the ball.
Well, you're my go-to guy.
Hey, by the way, we got Canada coming to Houston. They got an improved team, too. We're going to go to that game, you and me.
All right, done.
Canada's coming. I'm getting tickets for that. We'll get you to go, too, AJ.
I hate Canadians.
We can drink some Molson down there. No, Bud Light. Bud Light.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, hopefully we'll have Eric here. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz and pouring beer, as he always does when he's here. Good buddy Eric Warner, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. This is 2 weeks in a row. I've really cut it close, although today I'm late. What normally is like a 20-minute jaunt over here took an hour. You know, I've got this buddy in Colorado, conspiracy theorist, drives me nuts. And I saw him about a month ago, actually before I went up to see the eclipse, and he was like, you know, it's all getting crazy, man. Get your guns, get your food, get everything in the basement. And I always kind of laugh at him, but I don't know if I'm laughing at him right now, Fred.
Not right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you got North Korea, you got this, you got another hurricane coming. It's kind of crazy out there. But we got beer.
We've got beer. And everyone has access to it, and that always makes people feel better.
It's like communism.
It's pretty much like that. Beer is like that.
Beer for all.
Beer for all. Tell us what we're drinking.
So this is the KR&D New England Style IPA. And what that basically means is it's a hazy IPA, tons of aroma, tons of flavor, but not necessarily the bitterness that you would get with a what they call West Coast
right.
style IPA.
And this is all the craze these days.
Big, big craze. I mean, all the – you kind of know that. You told me, I don't know, 6 months ago, I was asking you what's in demand right
now.
That's
what you need to be brewing.
Yeah. And so we're doing this as a KR&D, and if it does well, who knows? Maybe we'll see more of it.
Yeah. Now, is this I mean, have you how many recipes did you fiddle around with? How'd you come up with what you've got here?
So here's our little 10-gallon pilot system, and we played around with this a bit, and you know, came up. I think we did three or four versions of this before we landed on the. You know, most of it's kind of finding the right blend of hops when you're making a beer like this. So we ended up using Galaxy, which is an Australian hop, and then one called Melon, which is out of Germany. So kind of about two places as far away in the world as possible.
Yeah.
But we really like the result. You know, tons of tropical fruit aromas, a little bit of resinous, kind of piney, dank, as folks like to say.
Now, this is not going to be bottled. This is much like the chocolate mint stout that we did. This is something that is going to be available at a few bars. And at the tap room, right?
That's right. Yeah, you will not find this in bottles. Select bars. You can definitely come out to the brewery, and we've got it on tap. We'll probably have it on tap there for 6 weeks or so, something like that. But, yeah, it's we've gotten great feedback on it so far. We've had it out for about 10 days. And
now, did you get affected by the hurricane? Did your house get flooded, anything like that?
No, man, I can't complain. I had a little water in the garage, but I'm certainly not complaining about that relative to what everybody else is going through. The brewery came out unscathed. We were really fortunate. We had a few employees who had to get evacuated and a couple folks who are still kind of dislocated right now. But, you know, the brewing community, our own Carbach community has come together to help those folks out, as well as the broader Houston community. And it's been pretty inspirational, I got to tell you, to see what everybody's done over the last 10 days. You know, you think in a giant city like this that might not be there compared to like a small town, but really, really inspirational to see.
Now, I know you guys just finished up Houston Restaurant Weeks, and there was all the proceeds were going to the Houston Food Bank, which turned out to be a timely thing. You know, it's a good time for them to have that because it put some extra money in that food bank at a time when it really was needed. I mean, how was the Restaurant Weeks for you guys, and did a lot of new people come check out that spot?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's good. We had a lot of people calling, emailing, whatever, kind of asking about it. It's always a good event. It's you know, and it's for the chefs at these restaurants, it's executable too, right? Because there's always a little bit of a set menu or pick a couple, you know, out of pick one out of three choices kind of thing. But we've got the Carboctoberfest menu starting next week.
What is this? Schnitzels and pretzels and what?
Oh, all kinds of Moskrug Tragen kind of food. Yeah, it's as German as it gets. But, you know, our chef is putting kind of the American bent on it. And our Carboctoberfest starts in a couple weeks. And, you know, we've got we've partnered with four different charities, you know, in the wake of Harvey here. And each one of them is going to come out on each different weekend. We have Carboctoberfest over four weekends. So it'd be really cool to come out and kind of see what each of these is about. We've got the 100 Club of Houston on behalf of Sergeant Steve Perez, Canine Angels Rescue, the Diaper Foundation. I guess diapers are one thing that's heavily in need.
My wife has bought so many diapers in the last week. She sent me once to buy diapers, and the guy in front of me in line was like, "Oh, I know you're not sleeping much. You got a newborn at home," and I've got like literally 15 boxes of diapers, all different sizes. I'm like, no, I don't have a newborn. I don't have a newborn that changes sizes every day. It's very strange, but who needs that many diapers? But I guess there's people who need them.
Yeah. I mean, all the folks that have been dislocated and just, you know, it's hard to get. And then finally we got Houston Habitat for Humanity. So, you know, come out to the Carboctoberfest if we're going to be also through the remainder of the year. So each one of those charities I mentioned is associated with one of our different beers, Love Street Hopadillo, Staycation Oktoberfest, and then Weekend Warrior. And through the end of the year, we're going to be donating a portion of per case sales of every six pack to each of those organizations. So come on out for
Who's attached to Weekend Warrior? That's
Weekend Warrior would be Habitat for Humanity.
All right. You're welcome, Habitat for Humanity. You're welcome. That's who I usually give my money to. So there you go.
Yeah, it's good. And like I say, just incredibly, the craft beer community, I tell you, on Monday. So, you know, Sunday, everybody, I think, was still in awe. But then Monday, when everybody's like, well, can't get to work, not going to work today. The Texas Craft Brewers Guild forum was lighting up. Every craft brewer is like, hey, what can we do? How can we contribute? You know, first everybody's kind of looking after the other breweries. You okay? Do you need ingredients? And then it turned to, you know, hey, how can we support the community? So it's been pretty cool to see.
I know you are a big NFL fan. You have to wait until Monday to see your boys play. But I mean, what are you most looking forward to for this NFL season coming up? You think the Broncos have a chance?
I think they have a chance. I think the Raiders would have to regress as a lot of people think they might. You know, RJ of course is big on that. Hey, they were lucky and they had all those close wins. They're not going to go 12-4 this year. And then, you know, they're going to have to catch some breaks in the and then, of course, that defense would have to be as solid as ever. But honestly, AJ, and this is part being a Bronco fan, new blood. I mean, if it's Belichick and Brady hoisting that thing again in February.
You just want to see someone besides the Patriots win.
Yeah, and let's make it interesting, you know. And obviously, if you're a New England fan, it's highly interesting to be that dominant. But you know, and I hope – I heard you guys talking, driving in, you know, about O'Brien, and I think you're right. You know, I hope – I always want the Texans to do well, my second favorite team, if you will. But, you know, I think for all Texans fans, things need to move one way or the other, right? They either need to go deep in the playoffs, and great, O'Brien gets another year, or, hey, it's 6-10 and – This isn't working out.
You're right about new blood. I was thinking about that the other day. It seems like the Patriots, the Broncos, the Seahawks, the Steelers, or the Packers. It seems like one of those teams wins every single year. And it would be, and teams like the Ravens won, the Giants won semi-recently, the Saints won that one year, but it just seems like it's a lot of the same teams over and over and over. And all the way going back to when, like, Tampa won with John Gruden, which was forever ago now. But since then, it seems like the same five or six teams have won every single year. I'm with you. And that's part of why I was cheering so hard for Atlanta last year was because, I mean, it was just a team that not a lot of people were really expecting much out of. And it was a team that we don't see much out of very often. And it was a fun team to watch. Like visually, they were fun to watch. But that's the Patriot way. They take those teams and they find a way to win. And that, like, part of me loves to see it because I love to see greatness. And I would have loved to seen the Yankees back in the day when they won every single year and everybody hated them, but they won every single year. Like every year through the 20s and 30s, they were winning the World Series. The Celtics and the Lakers when they won every year. As much as it pains me to see it when it's the Patriots doing it, it is nice to see someone so dominant and that was in my era. I got to see that. I got to see Tom Brady win more Super Bowls than anybody. There is something cool to that, but at the same time, I'm kind of over it. I'm ready to see something new.
So, do you think it happens?
I think the Patriots are beatable. I mean, I don't think this is like some sort of juggernaut that can't be stopped. And R.J. Bell, and we'll talk to him again on Friday. In his notes last Friday, there was a shocking note that said the Patriots, even without Tom Brady, would be favored to win the Super Bowl.
I heard that.
And I found that to be so absurd.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the Patriots are trash without Tom Brady, but there's no way they should be Super Bowl favorites if Tom Brady isn't around. It's just, it's too crazy to think that a team could lose that kind of a player at that position and just not miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, you know, with Jimmy G last year, okay, so they through training camp, they know this is coming. They're totally prepping him. He's working with the one team. And I think you go into a situation like that with not a lot of pressure. If you got the right mindset, it's like, hey, I got everything to gain and nothing to lose. If we go 1-3 through this stretch, you know, maybe that's what people expect. But I went 3-0 because I think he got hurt that one game. So I think that's crazy too.
I mean, the Patriots aren't like the Colts where you take away Andrew Luck and they're one of the worst teams in the league. But if you take away Tom Brady, the Patriots to me are an average team. They're solid. But they're not, in my opinion, they're not like a top five team. They're just not. He's that much of a difference maker. And I found that to be a crazy thing. But yeah, if you give me the field, I'll take the field.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, if the Patriots are hoisting that trophy again, I won't be the least bit shocked.
Well, and it all comes down to it comes down to the one game, the Super Bowl, because you know they lock up home field, and you know, that is a very tough place to go and win. So, you know, the NFC is kind of wide open. And, you know, yeah, hopefully there'll be plenty of surprises this year. Yeah. There always are, but hopefully it's a couple new teams in there.
I mean, I think the Steelers look good. I think, you know, there's a handful of teams. Actually, zero teams from the AFC West coming out would surprise me. I think the LA Chargers, I think they're better than most people think they are. I think any one of those teams could win that division, and kind of the same way with the AFC South. I wouldn't be shocked if Jacksonville won, but anybody else wouldn't shock me. It's just a matter of if those teams are good enough to beat the Patriots. But I'm with you. I feel like once again it's probably going to be up to whether it be Seattle or Green Bay or Dallas or whoever, Atlanta, whoever comes out of the NFC. That's the team that has the best shot probably. All right, Eric, appreciate you, man. Of course, CarbachBrewing.com, is that where people can go to check out the stuff on the charities?
Absolutely. Or our Facebook page, even better. Check us out on Facebook. There's a little more detail about all of that on there. And, yeah, Carbachtoberfest starts two weekends and then lasts for four weekends. Got great music out there.
Bun B coming.
Bun B kicking it off the opening weekend. I mean, we went all out this year. We said, you know, we're really going to try to get some great music in there and just make it a fun time. And we're not going
to
do.
You should have asked Fred to play.
Well, Fred needs to come out and do the master's class. I'll go against you, Fred. We're not doing Moskrug Tragen, but we do Moskrug Stammen, which is
how many steins can you drink?
Well, good guess, but
I'll play.
It's where you can hold. I would not bet against you, AJ. But it's where you hold the liter mug of beer perfectly, you know,
level
away from your body against the clock and against the field. And that's a lot of fun. We have a ladies' class of that. And we every weekend, you know, the winners then come back for the final weekend to be crowned the,
who will be the champion.
So I don't know if you're eligible, AJ, because it's kind of one of those employees, agents, affiliates thing. But I think you could do well at
that. I've had a torn rotator cuff for like 3 years.
Use your other arm.
Yeah, it ain't going to work out for me. It ain't going to work out for me. I got to be honest. But I'll gladly go there and drink some of that beer, though, especially given that it's for a good cause. So, Eric, appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
All right. And of course, this is the KR&D New England IPA. You can get that at the brewery or, I guess, a handful of select craft beer bars around the city.
That's right.
All right. That's Eric Warner, brewer of Carbach. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you about DraftKings. We've all been waiting patiently. It's time. Football season. It's here. This week. No better way to get close to the game that we all love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. And DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion with a B. DraftKings has tons of ways to play. Do a big public contest with big cash prizes or a private contest just against a couple of your buddies. I like the head-to-head contest. That's my favorite. They've got beginner and casual contests, so you play against people of a similar skill level. And the best part is you draft a new team every week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. It's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. What are you waiting for? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
All right, guys, I just saw that Lamont was on Twitter talking about getting on MyBookie, and if you haven't done it yet, games this weekend, you want to get in on the NFL, you want to get in on the college action, they've got horse action, too, all of it. MyBookie is an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. And right now, if you join MyBookie, they're going to match your deposit with a 100% bonus. Put in $100, they're going to give you 100% bonus. You'll have an extra 100 to play with. And it doesn't. You start winning big today. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, well, come join MyBookie. So once you get set up there, you'll get it within a couple of days. It's extremely fast. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. That's promo code RADIO. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? Sucks to be you. But you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And soccer matters. Heard Glenn Davis earlier. He will come in at 7 o'clock, tell you all about the U.S. and Honduras in a 1-1 draw. So
U.S. has to win their last two games, and they're in.
Something like that. I think they can draw one of them, possibly.
Ugh.
So, but that's what you're going to listen to Glenn for. So tune in tonight for Glenn.
He knows.
Yeah.
And he's got a special guest in the first segment. It's me.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think he wants to ask me some soccer stuff. And
okay.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but, you know, I'm sort of an expert.
Sort of really?
An expert. Yeah, you know, listen.
Well, we don't have time left to do Hey Man Bleep That today. I had a pretty good one, but it'll wait. It'll probably hold for a week. It's about ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm against ghosts.
All right. Well, I want to thank our buddy Eric Warner for dropping by. I want to thank Jerome Solomon for dropping by. I want to thank Glenn Davis for dropping by. He came in and did...
Dropping by early.
Yeah, and here he is again. He's ready to rock and roll. So if you want to get your soccer on, 3 minutes away. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Glad everybody can hear us again. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.